Hello, my audio boo friends. It is February 4th. It's February 4th. And today's topic is secret hobbies that one might have and how one would start into that secret hobby. You know, when I first read this topic, I didn't have anything in mind, and I still really don't. I don't really have a secret hobby that nobody would know about. I think, especially on Audio Boo, most of my friends know about all of my crazy hobbies and projects and interests, and I have so many of them. I'm just trying to think if there's anything that I haven't really spoken about. I guess the only thing, it's not a secret, it's only a secret in that I haven't divulged it on Audio Boo. And I don't, unfortunately, I don't do it enough. I wish I had time to do it more because I enjoy it very much. It's very therapeutic. And if I did it more, I would get better at it. Okay, I won't hide it all. It's wood carving. I enjoy wood carving. I'm not exceptionally good at it. I've done a few things, a few little projects and a few little pieces that have garnered good commentary. But recently, a fellow at work, in fact, he's a colleague, but I work in on an island in a city just north of Montreal, northwest of Montreal, called Laval. I go to an office there 3 days a week. And this fellow, Larry, he works in Calgary. And we're going to be working more or less on the same level, on the same thing, in the knowledge base of the call center system. And about, I would say, 8 months ago or so, he started sending out emails, or rather, I started receiving emails from him, also sent to a group of us here in Laval and elsewhere in Calgary and even in Toronto. On his carvings. Now he does carvings. He get this, and I'm gonna try to post pictures of this because it's just unbelievable. He carves naval scenes in walnuts. Okay, so he makes ships out of walnuts, but he can also carve a whole scene within a walnut shell. Okay, this guy's amazing. He does everything very miniature. And that's not what I do. When I carve wood, I tend to be all over the place. I'll see if I can post that. I carved a world map for my father-in-law back in 2000, I think. Yes, 2000. I carved a world map on a piece of oak. And I put that on a pine base, and I inserted two clocks in it, one on local time and one would have been on GMT, because he listened to a lot of shortwave radio. So, as it were, a lot of shortwave radio broadcasts, they always tell the time in GMT. So if you set one of your clocks at GMT, you always know, you know, roughly what time the show's going to be on and when to listen. You don't have to do the calculation. That was my reasoning behind it. That piece sat in their living room for probably 11 or 12 years. Unfortunately, my father-in-law passed away back in 2003, and my mother-in-law kept the sculpture in the basement for a very long time, and she gave it back to me in I would say maybe a couple of years ago, and I gave it to my mom because my mom, when she saw it, she saw a picture of it. She never actually saw the finished piece, but she saw a picture of it, and she just fell in love with it. And so, as soon as when I got it back, as much as I like it, I said, "No, I'm going to give it to my mom because she enjoys it so much." And now it graces her shelves in her living room, and she says she likes it. She gets to look at it every day. So. And I will definitely post a picture of that in this Audio Boo. Now, how would somebody start into wood carving? Well, this fellow Larry, he started by taking a course. I personally started by watching my father. My father carved wood. I've got a few pieces of his down in the basement, and in and around the house, there's pieces of his wood carving. So his presence is always felt to me. I always sometimes it's rare now, but from time to time, I'll still go walk in the garage. There's one hanging in the garage where I'll just touch it and realize that my father carved that, and he had touched that wood. So there's still a connection there. And that's, to me, the wood carving. It's not really a passion. I can't say it's a passion because I don't do it very often. But when I do get the time or have the inspiration to do wood carving, it's almost like a spiritual experience for me, because I'm sitting there, I've got this piece of wood, and I start working on it, and slowly whatever it is emerges from the wood. And again, it doesn't matter what it looks like really in the end, because it is the process that's therapeutic to me. Anyway, so how does one start? There's plenty of books out there now with YouTube and the internet. Holy smoke. You can just start. And there's so many different types of woodworking. You can start by whittling, which is just, you get a nice whittling knife and you pick up a branch somewhere and you start whittling and just make something. I did that years ago. We were camping and I was kind of bored and I had a pen knife with me. It wasn't very sharp, unfortunately. And I whittled this pen out of a branch, and I put all these round things in it. Anyways, again, maybe I'll post a picture of it at some point. I really do have to do that. Maybe on Google Plus, I'll create an album. Sorry about the noise. I'm just going to move my earbud here. There we go. So there's whittling. You can start with whittling, and just it's an informal type of carving, really. And then move up and do maybe what they call chip carving. There's chip carving, although I've never been able to do proper chip carving. It's just one of those carving techniques that I've just never bothered to learn or master. But that's another thing called chip carving. You need a chip carving knife, and you can look it up in YouTube, chip carving. Then there's more elaborate carvings. Then there's lathe work, which with your piece of wood turns on a lathe, and then you're carving circular patterns on it. You can make bowls, ashtrays, whatever. Bases, and also the stem of the lamp, stuff like that. Then the next step up, well, not really step up, they're all individual branches, right, of the carving tree, pun fully intended there. You also have things like sculpture carving. So you take a piece of wood and you make a whole 3D sculpture out of it. You can sculpt the facade of a piece of wood, much like I did with my world map that I'm going to post a picture of. Just trying to think if there was anything else. There's tons of different carvings. Then of course there's motorized carving. So far I've talked a lot about hand carving. Then there's motorized carving, where you take something like the Dremel motor tool with special bits, and you can carve. And that, you can carve plastic, you can carve, you can even etch steel and stainless steel and make etchings and stuff like that. So there's so many ways to get into this hobby. Again, is it a secret hobby? Well, it's not anything I wouldn't divulge to everybody. It's just that I don't do it very often, therefore it doesn't come up very often. Like I said, I will post some things that I've done. I'm working on a seahorse right now, and it's been in the works for the last 13 years, believe it or not. This one piece, I have never finished it. I keep telling my mother I want to give it to her for her birthday, which is, in fact, in a few days from now, and I never am able to finish it, because I just, again, it's one of those things where it needs inspiration, and this piece is made out of African blackwood, and it's very hard to work with because there's pockets. So if I'm carving, at some point I'll hit a pocket and the whole chip will just fly off. So I'm very, very diligent with working on this, and hopefully one day I can finish it. I really certainly hope so. All right, thank you for listening. And that was February 4th. Yes.